What happens when you peel an onion? It leaves tears in your life. Do you think there is a story in this? Hi, my name is Vibhor Kumar Singh and this is my podcast, Catching Happiness with Vibhor. In this podcast, I help you unclutter from within and find your happiness one day at a time. I started this podcast with the intention of sharing my knowledge and experiences with people to tell them that happiness is not an enigma. Happiness is not something that is difficult to achieve. And boy, what a journey it has been. We are now in the last leg of season 1, and I feel that this podcast has truly changed my perspectives towards life. I also hope it has added value to your life, and hopefully using the Pareto's principle, even a 20% implementation of what you have heard on this podcast will have an 80% impact on your happiness. Today, we will look at a word that I have been using regularly on this podcast. It is a word that I think is the root for unhappiness in our lives. Today, we will look at U for uncomplicate. Somehow, we love to complicate our life. Unlike a child who reacts to simple things and gets confused when presented with a complicated situation, we adults love to accept complications and think anything that is simple is not worth our intelligence and therefore should be done away with. Somehow and somewhere, we have been told that complications should be accepted and simplicity should be discarded. It is this mindset that is without doubt the root for all our unhappiness in life. If you were to analyze your own life, you will see the reason happiness has always distanced itself from you is because you were busy complicating your life and did not see the simple route to happiness. A fun way to understand the level of complications that you have built into your life is to live a single routine day of your life as a third person. Do everything that you do, but observe it and write it down as a third person. After living 24 hours and noting down your day as a third person, once you read these notes, you will realize and see how you have added so many unnecessary components, so many unnecessary thoughts in your routine daily life. Start eliminating this clutter. Start uncomplicating your life. Do this exercise as a regular monthly inspection Let the third person in you observe your routine day. Read what he reports. Read what this third person has to say about a routine day in your life. Trust me, it is the easiest and the craziest way to understand the complications in your life and to see the route to happiness that exists beyond these complications. As humans, we love complications. We love to complicate even the simplest aspects of our life. Be it buying your grocery to your relationships with your wife. Everything today has been complicated because other people find value in complicating your life. Our stupidity lies in accepting these complications and not questioning the need for this clutter. The first three letters that we discussed in this podcast, A for attitude, B for balance, and C for confidence, are the three key ingredients that can help you uncomplicate your life and focus on what is relevant. Don't complicate your life and ruin the simple happiness that is available for free, that is available for everyone every day. Learn to implement what we have discussed in the various episodes of this podcast, and you will see life will gradually become less complicated and your happiness journey will become much more rewarding. There is no greatness in complicating your life. Live a simple life. Live a practical life. Have ambition. Have desires. But don't complicate your life. U is for uncomplicate, and U is also for unlimited happiness. So grab this happiness, uncomplicate your life. I hope you will do the exercise that I have mentioned in this episode and analyze your life as a third person to see the complications that you have plugged in. When you're noting down these observations as a third person, I request you to be precise, I request you to be accurate, and also write and observe the smallest details, like what you eat, how you eat, what you wear, how you choose what to wear, how you travel. Everything should be observed keenly and everything should be written neatly and clearly as a third person who is observing your daily routine. Do share this podcast with anyone whom you think needs to be told that happiness can be found in a simple way and it can be found one day at a time.